Hey, this is Mark Knutson, WoodyPage.com and Rocky's Rundown. You've made it to the bigs because you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's sports station.
That's good. That's good. I think Coach will appreciate that. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Coach Jeff Linder of the Wyoming Cowboys. Coach, my friend, how are you?
That was a good lead-in song right there. You know, always appreciate a little Bon Jovi with Wanted Dead or Alive.
Getting a little pumped up for the season, does that work? I mean, is that what you guys are going to blare a few times in practice at some point?
You know what? We mix it up, the play sheet every day, and so that's a good one. We can't play that every day, but we'll throw a little Bon Jovi out there every now and then.
Yeah, I think you have to at some point. Coach, crazy times for sure. You guys get rolling with practice last week. Are you starting to feel, I mean, again, adjustments for a coach in a new school, too. I mean, there's so many different things for you heading into the season. Are you starting to kind of hunker down, though, and get a feel of somewhat normalcy?
Well, luckily for us, we've been able to practice since July 20th. So unlike probably where Coach Smiley and some of the guys down there in Colorado, it's amazing how just, you know, one step across the border can change things. And we've been fortunate where we've been able actually to work out. So when, you know, in college basketball these days, it's such a long season. And back in the day, the first practice meant something. Well, nowadays, the first practice, usually that equals about practice number 30 or 40 based off of what you did in the summer or the fall.
And how much of a benefit, like you said, so different compared to where we are here with UNC and even what's going on with CU, CSU, where you are in Wyoming, being able to get those workouts, get all that schedule going in the summer, just like a, you know, kind of a normal off season. I mean, especially for you jumping in with a new program, it had to be extremely beneficial.
Yeah, taking a new program, I mean, to have the opportunity to where you have those extra days, I mean, you need every day that you can get. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I've been, you know, preaching to our guys is just, you know, the fact that just showing up every day and understanding the effort that you have to put in to be good at this level. And that was, you know, the fortunate part, you know, having been at UNC, and sometimes you forget, it's kind of like a woman being pregnant. If you probably remember what it was like giving birth, you probably would never got pregnant again. And it kind of goes the same thing when you take over new jobs, is that you forget. And luckily Coach DeWeese is around because he'll remind me, like, you know, it wasn't just, you know, cupcakes and sunshine every day our first year at UNC. But it's a process of just every day of just showing up and putting in the work and understanding that the coaches, I mean, we're going to show up every day and the standards are going to show up every day and we're not going to lower it. And fortunately for me, I kept the right four guys when I got the job. And then you bring in, you know, a bunch of freshmen and some junior college players, and they have no idea, you know, what it takes to win at this level. So you need all this you need every minute you can get from a practice standpoint. And thus far, they've done a really good job. And, you know, it's not going to be one of those things where we figure it out overnight, but gradually over time, we'll get better and better.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. Your time with UNC, that very first year, Coach, I'll never forget, you know, that this program was in a very difficult spot because of the situation that had happened before. We all know that story. There's the sanctions against this program. So keeping guys, convincing guys to stay with this team, you know, knowing that knowing you weren't going to be able to compete in the postseason, those were very difficult times. And do you feel like that season really helped you prepare for, you know, what you've gone through so far and jumping over to Wyoming?
There's no question. I mean, if I didn't go through that experience where, you know, you take over a program that, for lack of a better word, was in disarray, and to come here where, you know, I think from Coach Edwards had done a tremendous job in terms of, I mean, he was a great guy. I mean, and they did a lot of good things. I mean, just unfortunately, you know, as much as, you know, we've talked, you know, coaches keep their jobs for certain reasons, ultimately we're measured by wins and losses. And so, you know, for me to have to, you know, to just know that, you know, for me, it's hard to be patient. It's hard for coaches to be patient, but just to know that having gone through that first year at UNC, that you're not going to just change it in one day. And so you can't lose your mind. You can't lose your mind on your players. And fortunately for me, when I was at UNC, I mean, to have Steve and DeWeese, Coach McGee, TG, to have those guys, the coaching staff that I did, that you know, that we just every day we just showed up and we just say, let's just find a way to get better, knowing that, hey, better times are coming, and let's get those younger guys, JD, Jonah, Kai, the experience that they need. And then now you add to Spida Johnson and Tanner Morgan, who are redshirt, and then now you got a chance to win 26 games and win the league. And so I thought we did a really good job, and credit to, you know, Coach Smiley, Coach DeWeese, and those guys that, you know, they were just as big a part of as I was. And that's what we're going to try to do here with Coach DeWeese and Coach Wicks, Coach Vandiver, and got to try to change it in a hurry.
We're talking to Wyoming head men's basketball coach Jeff Linder. And, you know, looking at this team last year, Coach, with Wyoming, you know, a rough season overall. I think like 9-24 or something like that. But the Mountain West Conference did play out. It was one of the only conferences that did finish before COVID really shut everything down. And what did they do? They went on and surprised a few teams. I mean, they beat CSU, who was a really, really good team last year. I think surprised a lot of people. And then Nevada, of course, winning 74-71. So when you look at that, you got to feel better about the situation, knowing, all right, there's a base. This team kind of showed that they were getting better down the stretch in some of the most important games.
Yeah, and they gave Utah State.
Sure,
I mean, it gave them a run for their money. I mean, it was a tie game pretty much with 2 minutes left. And and that's where, for me, just to build off of that momentum and to, for a guy like Quan Marble, who's from the Denver area, played really well down the stretch. Hunter Maldonado was definitely not at 100% by the time the conference tournament came around, but he's an all-league guy. And then Kenny Foster and Hunter Thompson are two guys that, you know, I feel like the way that I want to play from an offensive standpoint were really good fits. And so to have those four guys back off of what they did, and then, you had some, you know, really talented young guys who still don't know how hard it is to win games this level, and then just the discipline and effort that you need over the course of 150 possessions in a game to win. That's the challenge, but, you know, excited for the challenge and excited for the opportunity that hopefully that we have this year, which God only knows what will eventually end up looking like, but hopefully we can get as many games in as possible.
Yeah, you mentioned the newcomers to this roster, though. I mean, you didn't waste any time. Top-ranked class as far as the Mountain West Conference. I mean, that's incredible to me, Coach. You didn't waste any time getting rolling there and bringing in a new generation of Cowboys.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, rankings are, you know, those don't mean anything once you get here. So as I try to make sure people know, it's nice to be recognized, but at the same time, I mean, the real work starts when you get here. No one cares if you're a five-star, one-star. I mean, look at that team we had at UNC last year that was really, really good. Those three starting guards, Jonah Radabaugh, Trent Harris, and Matt Johnson, they all started as walk-ons. And so at the end of the day, just trying to find the type of kids that fit the University of Wyoming. And I think that's the one thing we did a really good job of at the University of Northern Colorado is finding the right type of kids and to fit what we wanted to do, not just from a basketball standpoint, but really from a character standpoint. Coaches talk character all the time, but a lot of times they look the other way. And that's the one thing that we didn't do there and we won't do here. And hopefully in the long run, it allows you to have some sustained success and allows you to continue to get better every day.
That's one of the things I am always curious about, Coach, in that recruiting process. You got to find the guys that fit the type of style you want to coach, but also that personality. And there's no secret. Your teams defensively know how to stop the three. So I'm guessing that's, you know, one of the first things you're looking at as far as, how they play defense. But like you said, high character guys. You want guys that really buy into what you're putting together.
Yeah, I want guys that I know they're going to show up every day. I don't want moody guys. I don't want guys that, you know, one day they're up, the next day they're down. I mean, I just want guys that I know, hey, they love to be in the gym. And a lot of times, you know, kids think they love being in the gym until they get into the grind of a college season. And you realize quickly that there's very few that live it, and then there's a few more that love it, and then there's a lot that like it. So for me, I really, you know, the like it guys don't do very well for me. But so at the same time, that's where we got to really do our homework and really dig in during the recruiting process to try to find out who really lives it and who loves it. Because those are the guys that ultimately, over the course of time, have a chance to get better and eventually allow you to win games.
Wyoming head men's basketball coach Jeff Linder joining us here on the program on our First Advantage Hotline. And how strange is this, though? We saw on the football side, Coach, if I can say this word out loud, Colorado State and New Mexico, they had to cancel their game. And, you know, we're all getting ready to we're prepping for that game. We're getting going. And we might see a lot of that on the football side of it. Is that in the back of your mind already? I know we still have quite a few weeks yet till we start the season, but you're still wondering, all right, we're going to be prepping. Who knows? A game could be pulled out from underneath us at any time.
Well, and that's the big thing I've been telling our guys is that, you know, my college coach once told me the great ones adjust, and that's, I mean, all we've been doing since basically last spring is just adjusting, and you got to be flexible, and you know, there's really no, hey, let's try to plan out a month in advance. No, you just kind of take one day at a time, just knowing that, hey, my trainer can walk in and at any point in time and just say, hey, listen, so-and-so, you know, tested positive, or which you get, you know, killed on is a contact tracing. And my guys, you know, luckily I haven't had anybody test positive and done a really good job, which is hard for 18 and 22-year-olds to do, is to really try to keep yourself out of situations, parties, bars, whatnot, to where, you know, you're not increasing the risk of catching it. And they've done a tremendous job on that standpoint. But then, too, you run into a roommate whose girlfriend ends up having it, and now you get hit with contact tracing, and then you're out for 14 days. And so there's so many different layers to it. And I think it's the same, you know, you just gotta take one day at a time, and you kind of have to simplify some things, especially with a new team, where if I was still at UNC, you know, Steve can do a lot more things just because he has a lot of returners and, you know, guys that kind of understand what's going on. But for me right now, I mean, probably the best thing we can do is do less and just making sure they understand the few things that, you know, we really value and support and go from there.
And, Coach, one more for you. We've got that conference schedule out, but still waiting to see what that non-conference schedule looks like. Any idea when we're going to get that? That's the thing. It's like, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a dartboard in my office. And I just throw darts every day at the schedule, because that's ultimately, if people ask, like, you have as much idea that just, you know, right now in COVID world, the contracts, they really don't matter. There's no validity to them. You know, just how can you travel, the testing. I mean, there's just a million different moving parts. And so hopefully I think we're going to have the ability to have some home games. But same time right now is like who we're playing. Well, I have a pretty good idea, but I mean, we're still looking for games. Everybody's looking for games. I mean, it's just, it's a three-ring circus, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I've been talking. Obviously, we know you'll play the Rams because of the conference, but a lot of fans are like, hey, let's see that Wyoming-UNC game. Let's see Wyoming-CU. Let's see that kind of the localized games. I would love to see a lot of those games in the mix.
No, and there will be. That won't necessarily be from us, but I know that some of those other teams down there, which is a smart thing to do. I'm not going to go and play Coach Smiley and UNC right now. That's too close, and that would just be a tough thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I do think some of those games for UNC to play CSU, CU, I mean, those should be games that should happen every year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, Coach. And listen, we appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to see what you can do with this program. Like we talked about, a good base of returners and a lot of talent, at least on paper, for the young side of things. So I'm excited to see what you guys can put together. But more importantly right now, I'm excited to see what the rest of that schedule looks like.
Well, as soon as I figure that out, everybody else will know. But that could be we could be trying to figure that out come November 24th. So I could be calling Coach Smiley, and we could be saying, hey, you know what, we might need to find a way to play on November 25th, because, you know, so who knows, but I appreciate the time, Brady.
Hey, I personally would love to see that game, but I get it, of course, and Coach, looking forward to it, my man, and we'll try to get you on the program soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. That's Coach Jeff Lender, the Wyoming Cowboys. It would be awkward that first year, but wouldn't you love to see Wyoming and UNC go at it? Yeah, let's make that happen. We already know Wyoming CSU is going. Get CU in the mix there. I'd love to see, when I say Northern Colorado, I kind of look at the whole area of sports here, and Wyoming's kind of in that mix. Obviously, they're in the Mountain West, so we're very interested in what Wyoming's doing every single year. But now, obviously, we have the relationship with Coach Lender, going to follow along to see what he can do with this program. I'm excited, man. They were good at the end of the season suddenly. I mean, they found a way. They, in that Mountain West Conference tournament, Colfax, I thought they were going to do something crazy. Utah State was a ridiculously good basketball team last year, and I think Wyoming only ended up losing to them by 7 or so, and it was crazy. 32 minutes after the hour, we'll switch gears. We'll talk Buffs. We got a lot to get to today. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, will join me in just a moment. First, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.